I did not realise at that time what a gigantic task I was setting myself, what a huge enterprise, so much larger than merely crossing the Western Ocean and back again. How much easier it would have been to have rubbed along as my father had, shrugging at the injustices, closing an eye to the bad things. But that is not my way. My story is all about being a hero the hard way. We're all not so very different from Norbert the Nutjob. We need a vision of a new world to help carry us on. And in all that I have done, I have been dreaming of those white beaches. All my life I have struggled to found a new world, a better world for us to live in. I've struggled to make us ready, to make us good enough, to return once again to that country that I saw long ago across the sea. We're still not ready. Maybe we never will be. But we are a bit closer now than when I was young. Now I am an old, old man. The world that I created has no need for dragons. They have retreated from the civilization that I brought, along with the wolves and the berserks and the monsters of my childhood. But when I sleep, I am no longer a great king, but a child again. I slip into a long ship that sets out across the oceans far, far away. Sails spread out like dragon's wings. On and on we sail, unimaginably far. And if the dream is a good one, I see again those white beaches, those green trees with the bluest of blue skies above. Always sailing, sailing, sailing. Never quite reaching. Glory comes not to the weak. A treasure land shines out so strong. O great and brave and searching Thor, I hope that that was land we saw once before, long ago. Ho! This is all stirring stuff, but how is Hiccup going to keep the slave mark a secret forever and ever? If Snotlout finds out about it, Hiccup will never get to be a chief, let alone a king. And why does Fishlegs appear to have no family? And is that the last we shall see of that inventive maniac, Norbert the Nutjob? And what about Hiccup's arch-enemy, Alvin the Treacherous, who we last saw being swallowed by a fire dragon that dived down into the burning waters of the Earth's core? I have a nasty feeling that Alvin might have survived that frightful experience. Thor only knows how.